This is the CAMS closing market recap for Friday, July 31. The last session of July went to the large caps. Measured by the major index tracking funds, the S&P 500 finished at 747, up about 0.7%. The Nasdaq 100 added about 0.2% to close near 688, and the Dow rose 0.5% to about 524. The small cap Russell 2000 sat this one out, slipping 0.5% to around 291. Under the hood, it was a split tape. Only 4 of the 11 sectors closed higher, but the winners carried real weight. Consumer discretionary jumped more than 3% to lead the market, communications added about 1.5%, and energy gained 1%. On the other side, healthcare and utilities each eased about 0.6%, and materials dropped more than 2% to finish last. Inside the Dow, breadth was respectable, with 18 advancers against 12 decliners. Microsoft rose 3%, Nvidia nearly matched it, and Chevron added better than 2%. The heavy anchor was Apple, down more than 7% on the day, with Boeing and United Health also lower. Volatility kept draining. The VIX fell more than 6% to close just under 16. A calm reading for a month-end session. In one sentence, this was a day when a handful of big growth names pulled the indexes higher, while small caps and the defensive corners quietly stepped back. The weekend is ahead, and the data feed shows no major economic releases on the calendar to open the new week. The desk will be watching whether consumer discretionary keeps its leadership role into August, and whether small caps continue to trail the large cap averages. CAMS publishes impersonal market research. Nothing here is individualized investment advice. The full written research is at curveaheadmarketstrategies.com.